describe your art for someone who's never seen it.
I make photorealistic drawings of historic, mainly historic sites that have been influenced by industry and the military-industrial complex. And they're so realistic that they often do get mistaken for photos. And a big part of the process is I travel to the sites that I'm drawing. So I often gather materials, whether it's radioactive charcoal or dirt from a mine or nuts and bolts from a military site, and I use that as part of the drawing material.
The work that you're going to show at Goka here is from a mining site in Alaska called Kennecott.
Yeah. So I first started going to Alaska because I have an interest in piles of rocks. I really think they are the place where we can see humanity, that we have dug into the earth and examined all of our needs from it, whether it's metals or the minerals that go into medicine or art supplies. Everything comes from the earth. So I've had this longstanding fascination with piles of rocks. And because of that, I ended up going to a place called Kennecott. It's in Alaska. It's kind of close to Anchorage by Alaska terms. And what I learned there, I was looking at piles of rocks related to the Kennecott mine. And that mine resulted in about $300 billion worth of wealth. And that became the J.P. Morgan wealth and the Guggenheim fortunes. So very important family fortunes in the history of the United States. And that led me to look at what that single mine in Alaska, which really had very low environmental impact, it really led me to look at how that influenced our economy as the United States and also how it influenced the global economy. So now I'm making drawings of the subsidiaries of the Kennecott mine fortune, and they have holdings on almost every continent, and they're worth $127 billion a year. So it's just a vast network of finance and extractive industry that this single mine began. So I'm making drawings of these mega mines that are all over the world. So I'm working on one right now that is in Peru, and the mine itself is 27 miles across and 3/4 mile deep and employs 180,000 indigenous Peruvians with zero environmental protection. So I'm making a somewhat austere drawing of this massive hole in the ground using soil that I collected from the original mine in Alaska as the drawing material.
Why is that important to you?
The gathering of materials is very important to me because, like I said, I think that we are dislocated from where the materials of our daily lives come from. And a huge part of how we're relating to that is through international commerce. And so looking at this single hole in the ground in Alaska and realizing that that started this chain of mega mines all over the world was fascinating to me and terrifying to me. And so being able to go to that mine with my body to backpack into these remote districts in Alaska and gather that soil and have that experience with my body and then reflect on mines that I probably will never travel to, whether they're in China or Peru or Bolivia. Being able to use that soil from that original mine creates this larger metaphor for international economy.